Let's talk about this boy.
This boy.
Boy over here. You know, Martin, boy's situation brings a question I think we should all ask ourselves because it's very relevant. Mm-hmm. And it happens to more people than you think. It happens to everybody at one point in their lives. You know, you're living in a dystopian society. And
as one does.
As one does. You have an authoritarian family, and they kill your family right before your eyes.
Worst one. The day the Vanderkoys killed my family and left me deaf and mute. So I made a three-step plan.
And there you go, Martin. You make a three-step plan. And we all should be prepared for when that moment happens, because it could happen at any moment like that. Anytime. And boy, will tell you, that's the character's name here, Bill Skarsgård, in this movie, Boy Kills World. He tells you, you know, you need a three-point plan. You gotta train hard, mm-hmm. find yourself a shaman out in the forest somewhere mm-hmm. who's kind of nuts. And
That goes without saying.
I don't know if this is in the trailer right here, but this is definitely something. You're doing the right thing right now. Eat your vegetables. you know, that's what Boy is doing. And look how healthy he is. And also, and here's the most important part, man. Get the voice of Bob from Burger stuck in your head. Because if that gets stuck in your head, if that don't make you want to kill, I don't know what does.
Yeah, once you got H. John Benjamin in there, you can do anything.
No, Bob. I didn't hear no H. John Benjamin. I just heard Bob.
He's Archer to me.
And you get your John Benjamin, I get mine. Okay. Mine is Bob. Bob, I watch Bob's Burgers every night. It makes me just want to kill. So Boy is doing the right thing. Yeah, that's the thing with Boy over here. As you heard right here, it's not going to be an easy task for him, because not only does he have Bob in his head talking to him, but he's also deaf and mute. So, you know, him trying to go up against a whole authoritarian family with that much power, he's already at a literal handicap in this situation right here. But hey, you know what? Determination, good training, and as I said, Bob just cracking jokes in your head every night to lighten the mood sometimes. Like, he's smiling right now. Oh, that Bob Burger, that's a good show. I like that show. I'm going to kill the fuck out of everybody.
I wish I could hear it.
That'll get you your revenge when you need it right there, and that's what this man swears. He says, I'm going to kill them all for what they did to my family. Murdered my mama and boy, y'all
boy
cool.
Looks like Frankenstein.
He sure does. Sexy Frankenstein. Yeah, murdered my mama. And, well, y'all didn't have to be this. Y'all didn't have to be that mean. Murdered my little sister, too. She's just a little girl. That ain't right, y'all. That ain't right. If anybody deserves to die, it's the Vanderkoys. Let's go ahead and take a look at this action comedy that I don't know how big of a release this is getting, but I know a lot of people have seen this advertised, at least online, the trailer. Mm-hmm. You know, was being passed around a lot when it first hit the internet. So let's go ahead and take a look at Boy Kills World, and we'll be back with our review.
This was never a great city, but it was ours.
Are you with me?
Always.
Until Hilda Vanderkoy took it from us. This is how she keeps control. They call it the Calling.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me, facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots. Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one. The day the Vanderkoys killed my family and left me deaf and mute. So, I made a three-step plan. Step one, give myself an inner voice. I took the last one I remembered from this video game. Player one wins. Step two, get stronger. A lot stronger. And step three, join a team.
Welcome to the Resistance.
Yeah, go team. The mission is simple. Make the Vanderkoys pay for what they have done. Insert crazy action montage.
You fall in love, single,
hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder.
Wow.
You ring the bell!
Plan time!
I don't like this plan.
You have reached your final destination.
Oh my God, no! I have information. I'm gonna help you. Stop!
Probably wasn't gonna help us.
Definitely sounded like he was gonna help us.
Don't you trust that bastard right there? No, he wasn't. He's part of the Vanderkoy family. As you heard from this trailer right here, the Vanderkoy family are pretty much an authoritarian family in a dystopian future where they like to thin the herd of those miserable poor people by holding something called the culling every year, hosted by a cereal company, and killing these people, Hunger Games style. But of course, it was only a matter of time before they mess with the wrong person. And that happens to be Bowie, as he's called in the movie. Billy that Bowie alone. So, Martin, I don't know how you feel about this, but I would say that, and I don't think it's a surprise to say, looking at the trailer, that this, you could call this a violent live action anime comedy. But it's probably more accurate to describe this as a person on something. Cocaine, speed, meth.
Maybe all three.
Yeah, PCP, all of the above. And they just make a whole cocktail out of that. Somebody on that who just wants to fight and act and talk and act crazy. Mm-hmm. You know? And that right there, because that's what this movie is. This movie is just a wild, crazy person just losing his goddamn mind and just beating the shit out of anything in their path.
Yeah.
Brutally.
Well, he pretty much explains that that's what he's going to do.
And that's what he's going to do. And that's what this movie is kind of like. This movie's maniacal. It's nuts. And that could be great for some and a huge problem for others out there. So what could be the problem? Let me just start out with that. And this is just me taking a guess right here how this could be a problem for people, because I think that the movie has a very would it be cool if attitude about things, a way of thinking. You know, when I say that, it's like, wouldn't it be cool if we kill somebody like this? Or, you know, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, we made a fight scene this way in this area right here? Wouldn't it be cool if people look like this and they wore all this cool gear? You know, it has that kind of attitude, has that kind of mindset of filmmaking and dare I say, storytelling here. But
And I kind of hate stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it makes it very, 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 very heavy on style. It makes it very, 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 very light on story. It's one of those movies where the story exists just for the violence and the jokes right here. That goes for the story and the same thing for the characters. You know, the characters are there to be beat up, chopped up, shot up, or they're there to dress crazy, you know, there to dress up in very weird clothes, or you know, cool ass fighting gear, mm-hmm. You know, are they just there to act? Like I said, just act like they've lost their minds. They just to act crazy. So if you're looking for story, I don't know. You might want to move along because this is not really a story. This is just a premise. These are just ideas that are very slightly fleshed out. You know, we're told that this is a dystopian world right here, but we're never really told anything about it. It's never really explored. You know, there's no world building. You know, it's never fleshed out. You know, we see the blueprints and that's about it. We don't go beyond that. You know, if I was to put this, compare it to something, this is like the Hunger Games, except with ADD. You know, we don't have time to really get in the story. I just want to kill. Let's go. Let's get into the killing of everything right here. You know, it's we know that there's this family right here the Vandercoys, you know, that are running this dystopian society. But there's no backstory with them. We don't know why they're doing what they're doing. We don't know their history of how they came into power or why this world is like it is. There's no backstory except that everybody's fucking insane and has eccentric tastes and clothes, you know, and they have a cereal company that they use to do a Hunger Games type show where they kill people live on TV because that's funny. That's all we need to know about that. And it looks cool when people dress up like pirates or Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch or Captain Morgan and just kill people on camera in front of everybody. Like I said, man, it's a crazy ADD version of the Hunger Games. So the ADD causes them to just jump right into killing. We don't need to know about all this other stuff right here. Y'all want to know about that. If you do want to know about it, then I'm sorry. You ain't getting it. You know, it's just not what it is. So it might be so light on story that the violence, which is very, 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 very gory, very intense, very, very savage. The violence might not be for some people who are looking for a little more substance here because, for some people, they might see it as, you know, wow, it's really taking glee in the violence here. And there's nothing else. It's, you know, it's childish in a way. However, and I'm about to pass it on to Martin because I think Martin might feel this way because I heard him talking about this the other day. For those that are very aware of what this is, you know, and whatever you think about these people, that's you. But there is a group of people out there. They are style over substance. If you do it with the right thing, there is a style over substance crowd out there. And this movie is completely meant for them. Think of the geeky drunk audience at the geeky drunk movie festival. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine this being shown at midnight.
Yeah.
And everybody's, everybody's full of beer and whiskey and they don't give a shit. They just want to laugh and have a good time. You know, we have a thing called Fantastic Fest at the Alamo. This is the kind of thing that we show at that. And then people will be overjoyed.
Losing their shit, yeah.
They will be losing their shit for this. Because, you know, the thing with this is that what it does in the area of stylistic fights and cartoonish humor, hey, if that's what you're looking for with this, it does that, as far as I'm concerned, extremely well. And that's their priority. I can't say I don't think they gave a shit about the story, really.
Well, yeah, it's you know, sometimes you see something and you go, man, they didn't tell a story and it looked like they were trying to. And here, that is not the priority.
That's not
the aim. It's if you say like, you didn't go into depth with these characters, they would look at you weird like, the fuck are you talking? What told you we were trying to do that?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what I was getting into. This trailer's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look at this and come out talking about, man, that was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. The trailer got people looking crazy in it. The trailer told you it was out of his goddamn mind. You know, this trailer told you what it was, exactly what it was. And I enjoyed it for what it was. You know, if you're gonna focus on action and craziness, here's the secret. Here's how you keep it going. This is what we talked about. We talked about this earlier. It's like with comedy. Some people might not have the best jokes, but they come out with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They come out with charisma.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't the best story, but they come out with confidence in the things they do prioritize, and they keep it moving.
Yes, they do.
This thing
never stops.
That's where they make mistakes with movies where they don't have a story. They stop to let you think about it.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like, we ain't stopping. If you want to get out the car, you better jump out because I ain't slowing down.
Right. Not even slowing down.
Yeah.
When I make this curve, that might be a chance for you. But other than that.
This is one of the most, and I mean this as a compliment. I normally would say this as an insult, but this is one of the most short attention span ass movies I've ever seen. And that's good. It keeps going. It keeps moving. Yeah, it's short attention span, but I'm looking at certain things that they did in the movie here. And they did some things. The things that, like you said, Martin, the things that they had their priority on, I think that they do it extremely well. They do it, and it's not just they do it well. They do it with a lot of creativity behind it. The camera work in this. You know, that camera work, the way it spirals and weaves through scenes when, you know, they're doing all the action is so well done. And I thought it was so well planned and choreographed. I'm like, man, you did that extremely well. And it really adds to the fast pace of the movie. Now, I will say that maybe, just maybe, it might be It could be too frantic for some people. It might be a little too much for some people out there. I would say that. But as I said, you know, this is, they're putting the influences out there of where, you know, of what the, of where they're getting these action scenes from. See if I can find this guy right here. You know, this is like The Raid. You know, I swear that this guy, this director, I forgot his name, but I swear he was influenced by things like The Raid, Raid 2.
Sure.
And some other things like that, to the point where he even got one of the actors from The Raid 2
right
here. Yan-Yan Ruiyan. You know, this he was in The Raid 2. So that just goes to show me that this guy, he wanted him in there because he's such a big fan of those movies. But for me, where, yes, it is very frantic. Some people might not like that. It might be just too much for them. It might move too fast. I get that. But for me, it gets more creative as it goes along. They find more ways to carve up people, you know, and it hurts to watch sometimes. It's that brutal. It's that savage. But it's so beautifully choreographed.
It is. It is. And it's constantly creative. So here's the thing. When I saw this trailer, I was just like, oh, great. Another one of these living cartoons that thinks it's more clever than it is, and the Fantastic Fest crowd will go nuts for it. And I really thought it would be too frantic for me. Like everything you're talking about, people not liking that, I was like, that's how I'm gonna feel. And I watched this thing one night and I was like, I can't stop watching it. I'm giddy watching it. It's doing all these things the right way. And yes, it's, you know, I didn't so much think of it as anime, but yes, Hunger Games, mostly it's so influenced by video games. I mean, they tell you that in the beginning.
Yeah.
So all the video game stuff completely works. It's not like, hey, I think you're doing a video game thing. They're like, yeah, bitch. Early on, we showed you that.
Yeah, they even talk about having boss fights and stuff.
Yeah, boss fights. It all plays in that same structure. But the movie that it really kept reminding me of the most was Monkey Man. Because I was like, it's the exact same structure. It could almost be a parody of it if they weren't made at the same time. But I know it's not a parody of Monkey Man, but of movies like that, those kind of revenge movies where this is what happened, family member was killed, got a train and go after the boss and have these fights leading up to boss fights to get to the big boss.
Yeah.
Even has Charlton Copley in both movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was just so many things, so many little turns that kept catching me. One thing that I thought was cool is having the actor Andrew Koji in it, who stars in Warrior, where he's a fighter. And in this, not only does he have this Cockney British accent that really threw me off, but he's not even like the fighter here.
Yeah.
He's almost like a coward who tags along. But this also has a great sense of humor. I mean, it's goofy, but it's funny. And it keeps it moving, and it doesn't just keep it moving, but it keeps escalating as far as the creativity and the fights and the stunt work. And I was just like, man, it really knows how to put all this together.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it was an anime, because these characters, they have such a sense of humor about them. Imagine the craziest anime that you've seen out there, the most crazy violent anime where they also are not taking themselves very seriously. But again, it's very bloody and gory. And they come out with some of the silliest characters to the point where, that's, I you're not meant for me to take this seriously, and I'm not, but that doesn't get them in the way of like making the action still great. You know, it doesn't get in the way of making the whole thing choreographed well. And that's what they have here. You know, sometimes boy comes out and he's just fighting some of the weirdest characters. They got one character named Dave who was on drugs the whole time. And no matter how much he broke his bones and beat the shit out of him, Dave, whatever drug he was on, Dave, that was some good shit because Dave just kept coming back.
What's up? That's Dave. Yeah, he's got a lot of issues. You can take him. Good luck.
Round 3. Fight.
Fuck you, Dave.
Oh, player one wins. Game over.
Oh, yeah.
Game not over?
Yeah, like I said, he's got issues.
He even got to a point where H. John Benjamin is his player two's fucking crazy. It was, as you can see, the video game stuff is there too, like the narration, you know, hey, round two, fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed the humor in this, man. And H. John Benjamin, if you don't know him, he's the voice, as I said, of Bob's Burgers, or Bob in Bob's Burgers, Archer, one of my favorites, Coach McGurk.
Yeah.
Some people won't remember that from this show called Home Movies. You know, his narration just added to the awareness of how over the top the violence was.
It's funny because so often, you know, a voiceover narration after the fact, it just kind of kills a movie.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But here it all works.
Yeah. Damn, look like he on the same shit Dave was.
Right?
Like he about to fight. But yeah, you know, the everything is so over the top in this movie. So him with the voice, he has such a cartoon voice too now that it was like commentary to how ridiculous and how cartoonish this was itself. Perfect casting with him in there, man. Also, there's clever touches in this movie too, as far as the humor goes, that I thought was really clever. So they got this guy, this man right here on the left.
Oh yeah.
So the thing with Boy is he can read lips, he can't hear. But for some reason, this man's beard got in the way, or he didn't open his mouth enough or something, because everything that came out his lips, Boy could not read. So it just came out as just a bunch of jumbled words that didn't make any sense together.
Right, right, right. And that's Isaiah Mustafa, the Old Spice guy.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like he would say something like, you know, shit, pick a goat pie. You know?
He'd be like what?
Here's the plan. I'll go in there and tickle and chop out the farmer's foot. And he's like, well, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And, you know, and when those things would happen, it was funny because it wasn't enough to just say those things. Sometimes they would show it, you know, what he was hearing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if he said, you know, or a bird orgy in the attic, you know, he saw something like that. You saw a bird and, you know, and then fucking a bird or something. Yeah, that is not what happened in the movie. But, you know, they would illustrate the nonsense he was seeing. I thought, you know what? That's a nice touch. You didn't have to go and do that. It's the comedy for something as violent as this. I was surprised at how much the comedy did work in this and how much comedy there was. I mean, that's, you know, that's what they're telling. They said it was an action comedy, and that's exactly what they're doing with it. Oh, there it is. Like right here, you know, you're looking at this bird right here. That's one of the things that he heard. You know, that's that bird's not a real character in the movie. That's just in Boy's head, what he's seeing from my man just saying, you know, gibberish to him. I also thought that some of the stuff here that, you know, like I said, man, they're doing a lot of this stuff just because it looks cool. You know, they're not really doing it because it has anything to do with the story. Because I thought one of the things that they did that was cool in here, the daughter in the Vandekoy family, her name is June 27th, played by Jessica Roth. If she looks familiar, she was in Happy Death Day.
Right, right. Yeah. That's kind of a spoiler.
She's with the family. I didn't say anything about what the reveal was.
Okay.
You know, because they tell her. No, I'm not telling anything that what happens with this. But she wears his helmet. And the helmet, they don't explain it. It just looks cool. She's wearing a helmet that says, says everything that she's saying or sometimes even thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, like when she comes in and she wants people to get out the room, she doesn't say get out. Her helmet says it for her.
The LCD light up.
Yeah, yeah. Also, that helmet is cool because when she fights, they don't have to show you the stuntman that's doing it.
Right.
Big mistake, dingo fuck. Now, drop the gun or she'll drop it for you. All right. Let's give the ladies some room to work, shall we?
Come on.
Ah!
Now, that's a funny joke right there because he's tasted Macrons for the first time. So I thought
he can't get over it.
He can't get enough of them. He's addicted to them. He was like, I remember the first time I tried them, I was just like that. Uh-huh. And so I thought the attention to detail for little comic opportunities was pretty good too, because that's a little detail they could have not done, and they mixed it in with the fighting.
Yeah.
Again, to, always have a sense of humor about this. It's not until the end of the movie that they probably start to get a little more serious with things. It doesn't really have that much story, but what little story they have, they kind of bring it together. Which I was kind of impressed with that, because like I said, they don't have that much of a story to begin with.
Revenge tales usually are very, very simple. Yeah. Almost the simpler, the better.
Yeah. And you know what? I will... And Bill Skarsgård, I think he does very well for this role right here. Because it's a role that it requires more of a physical performance, of course, to fight, and he's ripped for it.
Yeah.
But also, he has to do a lot of body language and a lot of things with his face and of course with his eyes because he's a mute, so it's a speechless performance, and. For a movie that's cartoonish, boy, they picked the right man, because
with those big eyes,
boy, those eyes, man, I'm trying to find a close up of him, man, with those eyes, those eyes, man.
Oh yeah, very expressive.
Oh my God, I mean, and apparently he really can make his eyes pop out or do weird things.
Really?
Yeah, man. That was a point in the movie where he was looking and he was thinking about something so hard, one of those eyes tried to kind of sneak away. And I thought it was an effect.
Uh-huh.
I was like, no, that's him.
That's him.
His eyes are doing that. Yeah.
I thought it was an effect also.
No, I think he's really doing that. I think he can do that. That's how talented his eyes are, man. I said, if they ever make a Ren and Stimpy live action movie, don't animate it. Just tell me how I look like him. Tell me how I look like him right there. I like Bill Skarsgård. Yeah, just get him to play Ren, man. Yeah, I think you have a lot of good actors in side roles here. What's this? I forgot. I always forget this guy's name.
Is it Brett Gelman?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's great in everything.
He is, man. And I thought he was really good in this. I like this character a lot. And he's probably one of the characters that gets the most, him and his sister in the movie. Because with these characters, the Vanderkoy family, they make quick business of them. It's just, the movie moves so fast that they don't get a whole lot of time
right,
on screen.
Right.
But whatever time they get, they either have a good monologue or some good dialogue before they die, or they have just a very glorious death.
True.
So, they make the most out of what little screen time that they have. And like I said, that ending, I'm glad they took a moment to get, just a little bit serious to tie everything together. Like I said, man, at times the killing in this can be a little much, as savage as it is and as light as it is on story. So that's why I was telling people, because sometimes it feels like they're just doing certain kills to be gory, especially in the culling, the show that they do. They're just having fun just killing people in all the different ways that they can, The story wasn't much, but it's very creative with everything else that it does. It was a good time for me, man. And I do think if you're that crowd that likes going to something like the Alamo Draft House or some cinema geek theater, this is the perfect place to go see with a crowd.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with everything you said. I had nothing but positive feelings about this movie. And like I said, I did not expect that. I think it does a great job of adhering to the principle of escalation, in that with the action, the comedy, and the kills, they get more and more as it goes. Because normally, I've been having fatigue from these kind of action, high body count movies lately. But I didn't get that with this one. And I just kept looking forward to the next scene, the next reel, the next thing they were going to do. And speaking of casting, amazing casting on the young Bill Skarsgård. That kid looks so much like him.
He did. he really did, especially for his, his eyes didn't bug out like that, but.
But they're pretty big.
But, everything else seemed to, yeah. And I think they got twins.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think they got twins to play the younger. Bill Skarsgård in this. Somebody said that's Homelander's son.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I was like, where do I know
him from? Yeah, he got a little older.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
Is that, man, they got to stop doing that. Catch me off guard with that getting older thing. I don't like that. Sneaking up on me like that.
Yeah. No, this movie is a fun time. Yeah, certainly, watching it, at late night Alamo Draft House with beer. But I think anytime I see this, like I said, at home by myself, I had a great time. And if I saw it in a theater, I'd probably like it even more.
What would you give it?
I give it a super high matinee. And I would probably go full price, but it is a goofy little movie.
Yeah. I probably like it just a tad bit less than you do, because I'm just going to go straight matinee. But again, that's a compliment for a movie like this, because any other movie like this where they didn't have that, they didn't have any story and they just went in and just immediately just beating the shit out of people, I would be like, come on, man. One, like you said, one of these movies again. Mm-hmm. But like I said, man, what they do with what they prioritize, they do it very well. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to, there's a lot of attention to detail and the creativity they have to the approach of the violence. It's not just violence for violence sake. It is violence. And if you don't like seeing a lot of blood, that's one thing. But if you're going to do it and take glee in it, they don't do it without a little,
panache.
It's
like they're constantly going, what can we do here? Because a lot of these movies, after a while, they go like, well, look, this crowd loves martial arts. We've thrown enough in there.
Yeah.
They'll be fine. We'll throw some references to some other movies and do some Easter eggs, and they'll be all right.
Yeah.
And this one doesn't do that.
Well, the pacing is so good, too. And like I said, there's so many small touches of humor that they put in here to show you that they're not taking this too seriously. But it really was some imaginative stuff that they did with the humor in the middle of some of these, right in the middle of some of the action. And some of the approaches that they took with the characters here, they really got creative with the personalities of the characters, even though the characters weren't that deep. Like I said, if you put the work in, then it's appreciated.
Yeah.
Some people don't take that extra effort like this movie does. So yeah, I think it's a great time. I would definitely, man, go see this at 11:00 at night or midnight while it's out for the first couple of weekends.
Take your friends with you.
Yeah, take your friends. Y'all have some beer, man. Y'all go crazy like this movie right here. In fact, y'all start doing this in the middle of the day.
I know. You come out of the movie, you try to fight each other.
Yeah. Like people did with Fight Club. Uh-huh. Came out and got hit one time, like, fuck! That hurt.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah.